Tammy Duckworth staffer accused of posing as lawyer to help illegal immigrant escape from ICE custody. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 13, 2025. A staffer for Senator Tammy Duckworth, DL, has been accused of pretending to be a lawyer in an attempt to help an illegal immigrant escape from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said Edward York, a member of Duckworth's office, posed as an attorney for a detained illegal immigrant to facilitate the individual's release from ICE custody, according to a report by Fox News. On Wednesday, ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons sent a letter to Duckworth informing the Illinois senator that York told federal agents he was illegal immigrant Jose Ismael Ayuso Sandoval's lawyer. York, a constituent outreach coordinator for Duckworth's Senate office, entered an ICE facility in St. Louis, Illinois, on October 29, and in a discussion with a federal officer, claimed to be Mr. Ayuso's attorney, Lyons told Duckworth in his letter. From there, York demanded to speak with his client. The letter continues, adding, "This staff member allegedly did so to gain access to the detainee and seek his release from custody. And he accomplished it by falsifying an official Department of Homeland Security, DHS, form." While at the facility, York successfully met with Ayuso, a 40-year-old illegal immigrant who has been deported from the U.S. four times and who had a DUI conviction, and got him to sign a G-28 form, the letter said. A G-28 form is needed for an attorney to represent a client on immigration matters, granting the lawyer official correspondence and communication with government agencies, among other privileges. After securing the release order, York tried to submit the form without the illegal immigrant's signature, Lyons' letter to Duckworth read. 4 days later, a Suarez law office in Collinsville, Illinois filed a G-28 electronically that did not have Mr. Ayuso's signature, even though Mr. York, who claimed to work for the law firm, had already obtained a signed form, the letter added. Lyons said that it appears York may have collaborated with the firm to cover his misrepresentation, and that ICE was unable to verify whether the Duckworth staffer is an attorney. ICE's suspicions grew after discovering a Facebook post, published by the Montgomery County, Illinois Democrats page, describing the ordeal. The Facebook post reportedly recounted an incident in which a staffer had arrived at a field office with documents and a release order with the goal of misrepresenting himself to law enforcement, the letter explained. The DHS is now demanding answers from Duckworth's office about York's alleged misrepresentation at its ICE facility. Lyons wants to know details surrounding York's employment, whether he knowingly lied on government documents, and if he acted with the knowledge of other Duckworth staffers, Fox News reported. I implore all members of the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate, as well as their staff, to stop the political games that put law enforcement and detainees at risk, Lyons wrote. It is my sincere hope that you will advocate on behalf of your constituents who have been victimized by illegal alien crime and work with DHS to remove these criminals from the United States, the ICE acting director added. Lyons is calling on the senator's office to respond to his inquiries no later than Monday. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.